Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast brought to you by Canes Tire in San Rafael. Canes Tire has always had the lowest prices in Marin for 54 years. Today's guest is former Giants shortstop and current analyst on Comcast Sportsnet Bay Area, Rich Aurelia, in part two of our conversation. In 2007, that was the same year, as I mentioned, the Barry Bonds home run chase, but it was a tough year for the team because San Francisco Giants lost 91 games. It was the first year under Bruce Bochy. And now we just get the news yesterday that Bonds has been cleared of his obstruction of justice case. So how do you view his status as the home run king? Is it tainted at all because of the PED suspicion and the Balco case and all that? How do you look at it?
Well, I think it's going to be tainted just based off of the suspicion. I mean, it's been a suspicion for years. I personally think that, I mean, for a number of years now, this dragging on so long, what a waste of money,
right,
for taxpayers or whatever, however they're paying for that. But it's always going to be tainted just because of the suspicion. I mean, and it's sad to say whether you know something was done there or not, and you know, he's never really been tested positive for anything or been found really now guilty of anything. So is it a shame if it's not credited to him? Yeah. At the same time, I mean, it seems like a lot of times the court of public opinion is always what stands out more than anything else. And, I think in the same line as a Clemens or something like that, it's going to, unfortunately stick out for Barry.
In the Hall of Fame? I mean, if you had a vote, would he be a Hall of Famer?
Absolutely. I mean, Barry was a Hall of Famer before any of this stuff even, came about.
Sure.
He was a three-time MVP, I think, before that, or a two-time MVP, and put up career numbers before that. So, it's a hard thing for me to say, but, listen, it's up to sports writers. It's not up to the players. It's not up to the fans. It's up to the sports writers. And as we've seen in years past, some of them haven't even covered a game for the last 10 years. So I think that's a skewed system, too, that needs to be fixed a little bit.
I agree. What were the things that you cherished most about playing with him? And what do you think he would bring to the table if now the Giants go ahead and use him as a hitting instructor?
Well, what I take from playing with him is just, playing with, one of the top five players of all time and watching what he did on an everyday basis and in his prime. There's no doubt in my mind right now, if Barry took some time and went and hit a cage for a while, he could DH for an American League team and hit 20-plus home runs.
Really?
I don't have a doubt about that. If he can still see. I know he's turning 51 and your eyesight goes a little bit as you get older. But,
right.
But I'll always take those memories of watching some of the unbelievable, things that he would do on a baseball field and, taking that floor. And I was fortunate enough to play with guys like him and Jeff Kent and Ken Griffey when I was in Cincinnati and Ichiro in Seattle. So I got a chance to play with some great, great players that, to me are all Hall of Fame worthy. But, like I said, with Barry, it's not up to us. It's up to everybody else who writes about the game to vote him in.
More with Rich Aurelia from Comcast Sportsnet Bay Area after this. It was time for a new pair of snow skis, and I couldn't be happier with my decision to buy them at Demosport, where the experience was great. And I found out that they not only have skis, but they have snowboards and snow apparel. And for the summer, get ready with water skis, wakeboards, stand-up paddleboards, and all of your land sports needs like bikes, scooters, and you can even get sunglasses there. Demosport, 1101 Francisco Boulevard in San Rafael. Call them at 415-454-3500. Demosport, committed to getting you the gear you need. Now, of course, in 2002, you guys came so close to winning the World Series, and it just had to be a heartbreaking situation. I want you to hear what Tim Worrell said about it when I had him on this podcast. He said that after Game 7, he decided to drive from Los Angeles to Arizona. And here's what he told us about that.
This could be the drive from hell. Because, I could sit here for 6 hours and just kill myself. And, because you do. I wanted to win it. What the heck? It was the only time I ever got there. But what I ended up coming to the conclusion of was they were 7 great games. Game 7 was kind of, they just beat us Game 7. But those first 6 games were unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd do them again knowing the outcome. That's how much I enjoyed playing those things.
So would you do it again, knowing the outcome? How did you handle losing that World Series? It looked like you guys had it won Game 6.
Absolutely. I mean, I would definitely do it again. I mean, a lot of people never had an opportunity to even get there. And for us to get there and play in a Game 7, and, you know, and then like he said, I mean, we lost Game 7. I mean, we just lost. I mean, we got beat by a better team that day. I mean, do I think we were the better team, you know, over a series? I mean, it didn't show it, but I think we were. But they beat us. They came back in 6, and they beat us in 7. And, you know, I felt the same way. I mean, I kind of was a little down about it for a little while. But then, you know, you get to the off season, you're sitting there getting ready for the next year, and you're like, what good is being down about it going to be? Let me try and learn something from the experience, do better next time if I get the opportunity to get there, and take it from there. But, you know, once again, I mean, I think it probably was one of the more exciting series in the last 20 years or so that we put together with the Angels. And, you know, I don't regret anything. I mean, of course you want to win. Who doesn't? But you take it for what it's worth and you move on.
We'll continue the conversation with Rich Aurelia, former Giants shortstop and now Comcast Sportsnet Bay Area analyst, right after this.
Hi, I'm Mark McElhonan at Kane's Tire in Santa Fe. If you want the lowest prices in Marin and the best service, call us at 453-2942. Kane's Tire, 1531 4th Street, where our prices beat Costco's prices every time.
As we finish up here, you know, just recently, it was about a month ago, Darrell Hamilton was killed, and, man, he was just a great guy. I mean, everybody that you talked to loved Darrell Hamilton and a former Giant, a former teammate of yours. Tell us about being around him, you know, especially in 1997. You guys became a playoff team. What was it like to play with him?
Well, you know, when you hear that news, I mean, it just, you know, hits your heart. I mean, you know, playing with Darrell as a younger player in 1997, me being in my second full year, he took care of us younger players, me, Marvin Bernard, Billy Miller, Sean Estes. I mean, he took us under his wing and taught us how to be professional, how to play the game the right way, how to carry yourself as a professional and as an individual. And, you know, I don't think you can find one person who played with the guy to have a bad thing to say about. It's a shame what had happened. And I was fortunate enough to touch base with him a few months before the incident, just to catch up. Because you guys see him on MLB Network, and, you know, we just started getting in touch again. And, you know, so it was a very, very sad day in my household to see somebody like that, you know, taken from us the way he was.
Yeah, and he made that seamless transition that you're doing, going from being the player to a broadcaster and doing such an outstanding job, knowing about the preparation that goes into it and really looking smooth and just well-informed on the air. Is there something that maybe you learned from him in that area?
Yeah, you know, you try and, you know, pick people's brains and how they, you know, do their job and go about their business. And then when you transition from being a player to, you know, to being a broadcaster, you're going to take opinions just like you were as a player. And, you know, I call them and see how the transition was over there. Cause it's a, you know, it's a different animal being on the national network for 3 hours a night and doing a pre and post game for 30 minutes. So, you know, I took a lot of what he said to heart and try and implement it in what I do and just have fun with it. And, you know, that's what Darrell was about. He was a fun guy and, you know, he's going to be sorely missed.
Rich, thanks so much for the time. Always enjoyed watching you play. You were a class act as a player and now doing an outstanding job on the broadcasting side. I'm really enjoying that and really appreciate your time here on thesportsvirus.com. And we'll talk to you soon.
All right, Joe. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
That's former Giants shortstop Rich Aurelia, who is now with CSN Bay Area. We'll be back again on Monday at AT&T Park in San Francisco as the Giants take on the Milwaukee Brewers. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin.